I bring you a word from the Lord. The grace of God. The grace of God. That's the height of God's expression for us. That grace, the package of grace is in that package that Jesus was manifested. It's in that package that he was crucified. It's in that package that God rose him from the dead. It's in that package that the release and the administration of the Holy Ghost is evident. Are you here? Praise God. Oh my God. It's in that package that the hope of eternal life is given to us. It's in that package that our joy and our hope will be changed. Hallelujah. At his appearance. Glory to God.
Yeah.
Grace. Can I tell you a secret? The persuasion to give your life to Christ was included in it. God was in us reconciling the world to himself. When you believe the gospel, it was grace that tempered your heart. Do you know? You know meat? There's something they call meat tenderer, right? Am I wrong?
Oh yeah, yeah.
No, so that meat was tough, but the tenderer—that's grace. We were bad, man. Oh, man, as God. Can I tell you something? You have no capacity. You don't know what capacity you have to do bad. You don't know. Because when push comes to shove, you will so do bad, even you yourself will wonder at yourself. That's man. When man fell, God said to the woman, "What is this?" Genesis 6:12. Bible says, all flesh have corrupted his way upon the earth. You know that word corrupt, what it means? It's almost similar to when you have a corrupt laptop. I say, oh, this laptop is what? Corrupted. You know what that means? That word that was earlier corrupt? Altered from the original version. When your system is not operating like it was designed, what do you call it?
Corrupt.
That system had been altered. There is a foreign thing inside it that reconfigured how this thing is operating. And guess what? What you didn't call for, you'll be getting. That's how man was. Can I tell you something? Because of the foreign element introduced to man, man became. You know, it's not man walking it again. It's that element. You see this thing here? This bulb you see here? They call it filament or gas. Either a bulb will have filament or a bulb will have gas inside. Right? Now, if the filament breaks, you say your bulb is out. So it's not the bulb. It's the filament. My people, man was bad. You know what God said? He said, man had become like us. So, you know, can I tell you something? I shared this with you. You are better off not knowing some things. Have you left? Because God said, the knowledge of good and evil is what alienated man from the dispensation of innocence. Man was no longer innocent. Anyway, that's not our call today. Our call today is the grace of God, the composition of the grace of God. Romans chapter 1, verse 1 to 2. Romans chapter 1, verse 1 to 2. And that's why you must embrace grace. Praise God. You must embrace grace. Oh, Paul, Peter, had not been converted, he thought being following Jesus Christ made him. But he was filled with the Holy Ghost. He said, "You're going to deny me." Look at a little girl. Peter said, "Me? Oh, what does mean? Do it? I will never. In fact, I will die with you." And Jesus said, "You? Okay. You so lie against me. You so betray. You so deep." Imagine this. Imagine if they were waiting for the weakness of Peter to release Jesus. If they were waiting for somebody who can speak for Jesus, say, "Ah, my people, this is not like that, though. This man is not like that." Now, they didn't even know, why they were citing him. They just said, "Oh, you are one of his disciples." I think, no way. He could not imagine himself doing what he was doing. But he looked back, and he and his friends say grace. But when he obtained grace, they told him not to talk about Jesus again in Acts chapter 4. And he said, "You to judge whether it is reasonable to obey God or to believe you." He said, "We cannot but speak." Why? Enabled by grace. Now, let's see quickly what this grace of God is. He said, "Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God." Go on, my son. "Called to be an apostle, Shaga, which he promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures." Go on, verse 3. "Concerning his son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead." Verse 5. "By whom we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to faith among all nations for his name, among whom are ye also the called of Jesus Christ." So number one, the grace of God was promised. The grace of God was promised. Bible says in verse 1 and verse 2, it said, "According to the promise which the prophet of old talked about, which he had promised afore by his prophet in the Holy Scriptures, of the gospel of Jesus Christ." The word translated gospel in Greek is good news. It's good news. And in Hebrew, it means glad tidings. And you know, tidings also means good news. Acts chapter 20, verse 24. So this gospel or this grace was promised. I want you to know that, to embrace it. He said, "But none of these things move me, neither count I myself dear, my life dear unto myself, so that I may finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord to testify of what? The gospel of grace." The gospel of Jesus Christ is the gospel of grace. Bible says grace came by our Lord Jesus Christ. It was promised. It is the proclaiming, gospel is the proclaiming of God's grace. The whole essence of gospel is to proclaim the grace of God. I've shared with you the composition of grace. It is in grace that the birth the birth of Jesus Christ was delivered. It is of grace that Jesus Christ died. It is in the package of grace that he was raised from. The Bible says he died for our sins and was raised up for our justification. But it didn't end there. Can I tell you a secret? If Jesus Christ just died and rose for our justification, we would have been eternally condemned again. Because we'll go back to what we're doing. But what did grace do? It included the release of the Holy Spirit so that we can appropriate grace to ourselves. I have very short time today. Mark chapter 1, verse 1. It says there, the beginning of the gospel of Jesus, the Son of God. The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. The beginning of it was the birth of Jesus Christ. It was not all of it, not the whole of it. Can I tell you a secret? The completion of grace is when we are caught up with Jesus in the sky. When he harvested the church, that's when grace. Say, Father, I've done the work you told me. Number two. Grace must be preached. Grace was promised. Grace must also be preached. So every time we are preaching, anytime you are talking, when you are telling somebody to give his life to Christ, you are preaching of the grace of God. Many years ago, I met a man who came visiting his children here in America. After service, I talked to new believers, just like, I mean, newcomers, just like I've done here. So I was much younger then. And the man was, of course, like our papas, you know. So he came to visit his daughter, and the daughter brought him to church. So after service, I was now telling him, oh, daddy, just give your life to Christ. Click up, do this. Jesus will forgive you all your sin, you know. And the man looked at me like as a little boy. He said, don't worry. Me? You mean you don't know what we've done? He didn't say that, but he was looking at me like, you know, don't worry. Go and talk to my daughter. I think she's more innocent than I. He's like, you see us? There's nothing that can be done to redeem us. Say, lie from the devil.
Lie from the devil.
I will never forget. He said, don't worry, leave me alone. Go and talk to my son. Go and talk to my daughter. But lighthouse, please, I'm begging you. Grace covers it. Grace did what?
Covers it.
My dear family, grace. It was for this that grace was given. He said, where sin abounds? None of us will miss the grace of God. Ephesians 3:7. He said, wherefore I was made a minister according to the gift of grace, given unto me by the effectual working of his power. Unto me, who am the least, I'm less than the least of all saints. He said, look, I shouldn't even be called a saint. You know, every time I introduce people, we said last but not the least. You know what I'm saying? So it's like saying, okay, you know, this person we are calling the last person we are calling, we are not ranking him the least person. No, he's telling about himself. He said, I am less than least. Even in ranking, I have no rank to be coming near the kingdom. Because he knew what he did. He said, but unto me is this grace given that I should do what? Preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable. Unsearchable. Bible talked about in Ephesians chapter 4, the exceeding riches of the grace of Christ. The exceeding. For anything to exceed, there must be a benchmark. There must be a benchmark about which this is what they expected of everybody. But when you exceeded it, woo! Verse 9. And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery which from the beginning of the world had been hid in God, who created all things by Christ Jesus, to the intent that God may tell his enemy the superiority of God's wisdom in bringing grace. None of us will be excluded from the grace of God.
What does it mean to preach? To proclaim, to make known, to announce. Praise God. To proclaim. In the village where I grew up, you know, in the night, the king asked a gunman. He will be going around in the city, come in the marriage. He will just say, bang, 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 bang. It will make you so loud. Bang, 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 bang. Then we knew the king has sent a message. How many people experienced that?
Yes.
God bless you, sir. You know, anyway, we need to take our children to the village. Tony went to Nigeria for 1 week. He came back. He lied down on his flat like this. He said, Daddy, he just said, Daddy, sit down. Mommy, sit down. Ah, he said, what's happening? He said, I said, sit down, sit down, sit down. Then he went on his face, just lie down there. He said, thank you for taking me out of Nigeria. Praise God. To proclaim, to announce what is available. Lastly, not only is grace preached or promised, preached, we derive from grace. There are things to derive from grace. It was promised. And when the time of grace came, it was preached. That's how we came to it. Right now that it's preached to you, what do you derive from it? Let's stand up on our feet. Romans chapter 1, verse 5. Let's stand up on our feet. We have to preach. Romans chapter 1, verse 5. Praise the Lord. What do I derive from grace? Verse 5, my dear. Romans chapter 1, verse 4. The first thing that we derive from grace is obedience. Grace to obey. It said, by whom we have received grace and apostleship for obedience. Bible says, before we were children of wrath, we were children of disobedience. Now, he said, through Jesus Christ, we receive grace for obedience. Can I tell you something like that? If you don't bank on grace, you can't be obedient to God. You can't be what? No, it will be a lie. It will be a lie. And then once you know it, you will know this thing I'm doing. It's not me doing it. It's grace given to me. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Lighthouse. I tell myself, I tell my wife, and I'm telling you, I know nothing about anything that God is doing here. I know nothing what I am preaching. I know nothing about it. Only God.
Yeah.
Praise God. Give him glory. Give him glory. Give him glory. Can I tell you a secret? Even me myself, I go back and when I'm listening to the tape, I don't say I'm the one speaking. Because even me myself, I'm taking notes from what. Now I can't say I'm saying. I told you many years ago. I said, you see, I'm your husband when we are at home. When I get to church, if you when I finish, then I become your husband again. Let somebody praise the Lord. Oh! Can I tell you a secret? See how fatally fallible and failing if the grace is taken away. You will see me. In fact, you will do like this. See, that won't happen. Grace will not be withdrawn from us. We receive grace to obey. And lastly, there are many things we receive from grace. Of course, we know the grace that brings us salvation. We are used to that, right? But let's see. Can I tell you another thing? Giving grace. And that's why, you see, we don't take, until grace is given, you cannot derive anything from anybody. When they say people should pay pledge. Money you have not got, and then you are fired. You know what I'm saying? That pastor, I can't make the pledge again. They just fired me. Even pastor will tell you, job. Say, give me grace. Give me grace. That woman
widow Zarephath, you think she was ready to eat it and die? Except the grace was given to her. He said the last one. Abraham, you think anybody can do that? 2 Corinthians chapter 8. I want you to receive grace. Even to serve God. My dear family, it will be so tough. You would think somebody is demanding too much from you if there is no grace to do whatever God asks you to do. If they say, come at 8 o'clock, you'll find problem with it. You know why? There's no grace. Okay, if they say, okay, come whatever time you like, you discover you won't come. You say, no, okay, pastor. Who asked Moses? God said, I gave you 3 signs. Then I will make Aaron your brother, your voice, your critical. Then he said, okay, I'm not going. It's not options given to you that makes you do it. It's the grace you derive. What you derive from grace. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 7. Sudan. Hallelujah. See what it says.
It says, therefore, as she have abounded in everything, in faith and utterance and knowledge and in diligence and in your love towards us, see that ye abound what? What's this grace? Look at verse 8. The giving grace.
I speak not by the commandment, but by the occasion of your frowardness of others, and to prove the sincerity of your love. Verse 9. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, that ye through his poverty might become rich. Verse 10 now. He said, and herein I give my advice, for this is experience for you who have begun before, not to only do, but to also forward, but to be forward a year ago. Now, therefore, anyway, he was talking about the grace of God there. In verse 12, he now says, for if there be first a willing mind, it's acceptable. It's accepted according to that a man has, and not according to that he had not. Verse 12, 13, he said, I mean not that other men be eased and ye be God, giving grace. How does to go before the Lord this morning? Can I tell you something? If somebody gave you something, but with not accompanying grace to give it, return it. I did it before. I saw that offering. And I knew that there's no grace in this. I wrap it back. Can I tell you a secret? He came back to thank me for it. He that loveth gifts will not be innocent. Let's lift up our hands to God. Let's receive grace. I don't know what area that you are finding difficult. You may not necessarily, I don't know. Any area where you are finding difficulty, including work, maybe you are finding it difficult to understand what your boss is. You are having conflict with your boss, you are having conflict with your wife, everything is being misunderstood. Grace that is greater than my sin. Grace, everything. Paul said, I have continued to this day by the help which I have received. God's grace, grace that will pardon and bless within. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that is greater than. That I should tell somebody here, you've done it with your own skill, you've tried by your own senses. He said, withdraw yourself from all of that and allow grace to go forward. You will be shocked, you will be shocked. For it's not by strength, not by power, not by might, but by the grace of God. Paul said, I've continued until this day by the grace of God. God said, grace will erase it. It will erase the disappointment. It will erase the insufficiency. Grace will step in and you will see how colorful you yourself will become. Father, Lord, we bless you. Thank you for grace that eliminates disgrace. We give you glory. We give you honor. He said, as always, how will I allow grace? What will I do, therefore? Leave it there. Oh, leave it there. Take your bodies to the Lord and leave it there. We have no trust and we not dance. He will surely bring you out. Take your body to the Lord and leave it there. That's how to let grace reign. Father, Lord, we bless your name. Thank you. Let every one of us return with testimony, having been saved to serve you. In Jesus' name we pray. Please stretch your hands towards me and pray for me that God will multiply his grace. That I will not abuse the grace of God. Paul said, but I have not received the grace of God in vain. Please pray for me. Peter said, grow in grace. Lord, let grace be multiplied. Let grace be multiplied. Help me never to do anything in the midst of his people by myself, but by grace. By grace. Pray for yourself and say, Lord, let this man not do anything in this church, but by your grace. Eliminate his strength. Eliminate his sense. Let him not do anything here, but by your grace. Let grace work in him to work in this church. Thank you, Papa. Lighthouse, you will see how you yourself will be shining, because there will be no me in it but the grace of God. Father, we return all the glory to you. In Jesus' precious name we pray. So the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy are following us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever.